Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host Carl, thanks for joining me this week. If you're new to the channel, welcome. I hope you enjoy this episode and stick around for more. If you can, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, and I'll be reading just one verse today. That's verse 8. It says, "Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." That's it for that single verse. Now, this verse is interesting to me because I think we hear a lot the second part of this verse, that the devil is that roaring lion who wants to devour someone. We see from the story of Job that he actually goes around the earth looking for someone to hurt, to damage, to tempt, to distract, whatever it is. That beginning conversation between him and God was that, you know, he was looking, searching all over the earth, and he couldn't find one person to, for lack of a better term, mess with. And God said, "What about my servant Job?" So we know that the devil does this. And it's not only him. Obviously, a legion of fallen angels fell with him from heaven. So he's got his little minions, his demonic forces, who also do this, follow him in this respect. They will come after us. It's a war, after all, right? I mean, we're in battle. The interesting thing to me is that we don't always hear the beginning of that verse, which is that we're to be alert, we're to be watching. Now, it's important to note that there's really only one reason for God to reveal to us at all that this is going on in the spirit, this stalking or this attack, and that is to prepare us. And I use the word prepare because whatever we do to defend ourselves spiritually really needs to be prophylactic. It needs to be something we do before the attack comes. Because if you think about it, militarily speaking, if you're going to battle, if you're in a war, if you're planning an attack, it's planned. You figure out your strategy beforehand, you figure out what's the target, what's the result we're looking for, how do we achieve that result, how do we make sure that the target cannot successfully defend. All these things are done in advance. You don't do them after the fact. You don't try to attack your enemy first and then figure out what you're going to do. And for those of us who many times will be on the defensive here, we need to plan as well. And that's, I think, the part that we miss, is that the forces of evil who are conspiring against us never stop. They're always conspiring. They're always planning. They're always looking to execute. Yet, are we always thinking about that? Are we always planning how we're going to defend ourselves when these attacks come? I think a classic example is the person who falls into the same pattern of sin over and over and over. And the question you want to ask that person is, well, what are you doing to avoid that pattern? Because you can't just wait for temptation to come and then figure it out, right? You have to recognize the tactics, the strategies that the enemy uses, or that your flesh employs to try to get you to sin. You have to recognize what that temptation, what that influence looks like. What are all the different ways that my falling starts? And then what do I do to avoid those things? Or what do I do to defend against those tactics? It's something you have to plan. So the question is whether we are as focused in our defense as our enemy is in his attacks. After all, we are at war. Doesn't stop, not while we're here on earth, not while we're in this imperfect system of things. If Jesus hasn't come back yet, we're at war. So how relaxed can we be? I'm not suggesting that we all quit our jobs and stop feeding ourselves and taking care of ourselves and our children and just pray and fast and stay in the Word 24/7, stop sleeping, stop doing anything else productive. I'm not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is that we make sure that we are prepared daily, that this is a consideration daily. When we get ready for the day, we might think about things like, well, I got to make sure my clothes are laid out, I'm going to have breakfast, what's on my schedule, what do I have to do at work, what activities or errands do I have after work, and we plan things out. We plan out our budget for the day, those kinds of things. But do we have a spiritual plan daily? Do we consider that? And if we don't, why not? I think a common pattern for a lot of us is that we handle these attacks when they come, and we're not necessarily prepared beforehand. Because why? Well, we got a lot going on. We are distracted by the other daily mundane parts of life that we have to take care of. But if we're wise, we put our spiritual life first. Because it's not about me, right? It's not just about me, it's not just about you. But we are a unit. We're a body. We are the body of Christ, supposed to be operating together to fulfill the will of the Father. So it's about much more than an individual. It's about much more than preparing for the day spiritually for me. It's for us. It's for Him. Why don't we think about making sure that daily we are prepared for this life spiritually? Because every day is a battle, every single day. Even if we don't see it, recognize it, every day is a spiritual battle. And the only way that we win is to be ready. We have to get ready. And that's through prayer, spending time with our God, being in the Word, asking for discernment, and making sure daily that's part of our preparation. I'm going to eat today. I'm going to get work done today. I might have social obligations. Well, guess what? It has to start with my spiritual preparation. Let's see if we can focus this year on being more spiritually prepared for every day. And I just wonder how many more victories we might see. Father, we thank you, God, that the work is finished. It's done. All we need to do is align ourselves with your will, be available, and be prepared to win battle after battle. Father God, I ask that you would reveal to us any ways in which we are sabotaging ourselves. Reveal to us how it is that we go about being daily prepared to fight off those flaming arrows from the enemy and actually go from being defensive to offensive in this battle. Father, show us the way that we can improve our spiritual lives for the sake of the body and for the sake of your glory today. Father, we love you and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day and God bless.
Soul, soul, ow, ow, soul.